listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from Acts chapter 4 and talk to you about the chief cornerstone. So here we go, Acts chapter 4, verses 10 and 11, which read like this. Let it be known to you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you whole. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Here, Peter preached to the religious leaders of Jerusalem, boldly telling them of Jesus Christ. As he did, he took words from Psalm 118, verse 22, and he applied those words to Jesus. Peter told them that though Jesus was rejected by men, by those very same leaders that Peter spoke to, nevertheless, Jesus was exalted by God the Father. This quotation from Psalm 118, verse 22, has a special place in the Bible. It is a strong and important statement in the New Testament, understanding the person and the work of Jesus. Jesus quoted this verse of himself in Matthew chapter 21, verse 42, Mark chapter 12, verses 10 and 11, and Luke chapter 20, verse 17. Peter quoted it here in Acts chapter 4, verse 11. Paul alluded to this verse in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. And Peter again refers to this verse in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 7 and 8. There is no text in the Old Testament that is quoted more in the New Testament than this verse, Psalm 118, verse 22. Now, this principle of the rejected one becoming the chief of everything is found in many Bible characters. It was true of Jacob, Joseph, and David. Each one of them were rejected, and then they were raised high. It was most certainly true of Jesus. You know, the elite of Jesus' day didn't approve of his origin. They didn't approve of Jesus' lack of formal education. They didn't approve of Jesus' disregard for religious traditions. They didn't approve of his choice of friends. Yet, despite the rejection of the elite, Jesus has become the chief cornerstone. We see that even though the religious leaders, that is, the builders of this verse, the religious leaders of Jesus' day rejected him, God established Jesus as the chief cornerstone of his great plan of the ages and determined that all things would be founded and fulfilled in him. Notice that this was God's doing. Peter says God raised him from the dead. The exaltation of Jesus from the cross to the resurrection to the right hand of God on high, that was the work of God alone. After all, consider it for a moment. Who lifted Jesus high again, exalting him above all? It wasn't the religious leaders. They rejected him. It wasn't the Roman leaders. They crucified him. It wasn't the Jewish multitudes. They chose another. It wasn't the disciples. They cowered in fear. It wasn't his influential followers. They buried him. It wasn't even the devoted women because they were beset by grief. Only God the Father himself could lift Jesus high. And he did. God the Father lifted Jesus high when God raised him from the dead. We can't lift Jesus any higher than the Father has, but we can recognize the exalted Jesus and honor him as he deserves. Friend, a cornerstone is something to build upon. All the work of God across creation is built upon Jesus Christ. He is the strong, unshakable foundation for your life. Whatever you build today, build it on Jesus Christ. He is the chief cornerstone.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.